We should have started investigation on Sunday, but the occupants were traumatized by the devastation of the fire, so we had to respect them, and then we start moving in on Monday to do official investigations. But because there were some donors, you know, people who were trying to go to give something to the villagers, so my officer just went yesterday again, and they must have interviewed some. And we are still continuing on those interviews, and investigations are continuing.
The fire service's dire need for increased funding has been well documented for some time now. Do you believe the outcome of these two fires in Hanuabada village would have been different had you have been properly resourced?
Hanuabada village, in a way, is quite different from the rest of the settings in the city. The buildings are located just a meter apart, and the materials that are used are prone to fire, and the village has been there for about more than 40 years, and with the fuel load and without easterly winds that were blowing, you know, they fanned up the flames, and the fire was going very wild. So it is a bit different from the city settings.
How are those who've been left homeless faring now?
We feel for them. They've lost their homes, the homes that they've been living for 50 to 60, 70 years. Some of them are very old, you know. We are being told some of the houses are being built by the Australian Army or something like this after the World War II.
What is your reaction to this proposal by Governor Parkop to introduce a levy to fund the fire service?
Well, we have thought a lot along that line. My management have started to review the act so that we could cope up with this.
Do you believe it's a good idea?
Well, we need funding anyway. You know, we have been working along those lines to sustain our operations.
How much more funding does the fire service need, and will this initiative raise enough money?
Yeah, in a way, you know, this type of initiative, we can still move further ahead, and we can look at ways of how we can develop further. If we can start something somewhere.
Is it time the national government did more?
Well, every government department, there are challenges there. We have been one of those. And although we get our recurrent budget year in, year out, well, what the government has given us, we had been surviving this far. We have challenges ahead, you know. Our equipment, some of them are aging, and we need funds. And submissions are being done yearly to the finance department for funding, but sometimes we get cut. You know, that's the problem.
How much do you expect this new levy to raise for the fire service?
As I've said, I haven't sat with the Honourable Governor, but we have been doing something along that line and having that in mind. So it's just a proposal, you know, so I can't give you anything.
Has this proposal done anything to boost the morale of your officers?
That alone will be a new concept, so it has to be given out to the firefighters, and we'll need to see the reaction if that goes through.
For some time now, your efforts have been hampered by problems with water supply. Have those problems been sorted out? Are you now able to access water as and when required?
The water supply company at Ranu has got its own problems, you know, and as the city is expanding, I know that they have problems. So sometimes they try to divert water to the different parts of the city, and they try to manage. So in a way, we have been working together, like the Hanuabada fire, you know, they have been there to divert water, and then we were able to contain the fire.
Are you working together in a more effective way now?
Yes, because of the problems that we are facing, they are aware of the situations that we are facing, and then at the same time, they know that water is needed for firefighting, so when we call them up, they are always at the site to divert water. We have been having dialogue with Edoranu, especially where there's a fire. We told them we need water pressure and things like this, so they understand the problems that we're facing in terms of water.